Mona Khatoum is one of my art heroes. I'm very inspired by her. The thematics that I was reading in the piece also very much spoke to me. I'm Esma Imadi, an installation artist here in the Twin Cities. I grew up in Damascus, Syria, and was dislocated here in 2011. I'm a child of two cultures. My mother's American, my father's Syrian, but I grew up in Damascus, and I didn't come here until I was 24. I had many privileges in that I could speak the language, but speaking the language is not the same as speaking the culture. And I was very excited to see Mona Khatoum. A lot of the material she uses in Exodus 2 are material that I'm very interested in. Hair and travel material and objects that are both helping us, the viewer, find ourselves in our body, that embody us. Also, taking objects outside of what we expect in order to look at them with new eyes. I found myself really thinking about the title of the show. I was thinking a lot about home and that word and what it means, especially artists of Arab heritage who work with objects that reference the body. I always think of home because I feel, for me, my experience with home has been finding it within myself. I found myself often grappling with foreignness. So when I was in Syria, my mother is American, so I was the foreigner. And then 24 years later, I came here and I was a Syrian. So the question of home and where to find and where to locate it has always, for me, come back to the body. And her use of hair as the direct reference to the body there, and almost ethereal connection between these two suitcases coming together with this just slight entanglement that's like signaling the connection, also very deeply spoke to me. I'm also very interested in the medium of hair. For a lot of viewers, there's something extremely like grotesque, or it's a part of us that's very connected to desire. And also very stereotyped bodily part for women of Arab heritage, thinking of it as this, in this new context of being this ethereal thing, this last about to break connection between perhaps two people set off on a path of migration.